folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. And as always, we love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, I just want to throw this out there. Okay, we are coming off of some crazy weather. We went from getting dumped on, 6 inches of snow, which was on top of another 4 inches of snow, followed by this last week. Tigger, I think you had to use duct tape to hold your cowboy hat on.
Yeah, it was like 60-mile-an-hour wind, and welcome to winter.
Yeah, exactly. So any of you that's been dealing with wind, extreme ice, just know we're in the trenches with all of you, but we're hoping it's not going to ruin any of our holiday seasons at any time soon. So moving forward in the news, I do have some updates for you. We've got an update on a story that stirred up hunters across the country. Back in April, a Georgia teen shot what he believed was a wild turkey on his family's 11-acre property.
I remember this one. We covered this one a lot, like the different stages of how this story was coming out.
Yeah, it became very controversial.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
All right.
Continue.
So this gentleman, he posted a proud photo online, his very first ever turkey, but the situation turned upside down when a neighbor, who also happened to be his former teacher, claimed this turkey was actually her pet domestic turkey. A Georgia DNR officer investigated and confirmed the hunt happened legally on the teen's own land. No baiting, no violations, nothing illegal. But even after the DNR declined to file charges, the sheriff's office did, charging this teen with felony animal cruelty. That charge led to a school suspension and forced him to move out of state while he waited for his court date. The family said he had no way of knowing the turkey belonged to anyone. It had no tags or markers, and the domestic breed he shot looked similar enough to a wild turkey that a young hunter could easily mistake it. The case sparked a lot of debate in that small town of Waverly Hall and across the hunting community. Many felt the situation had gone way too far. So here is the update. In November, a Harris County juvenile court judge found the teen not guilty,
woohoo,
bringing an end to a six-month legal battle. The judge ruled this young teen did not commit the felony he was accused of. So what started as a proud first hunt became a national story, but now at least this teen has been cleared.
You know, that one caused our phone lines to blow up, people going back and forth. And I questioned what the relationship was with the teen and the former teacher. You know, did they get along? Did they not get along? They were kind of neighbors. So was there that dynamic in the mix? I don't know.
And some of the scuttle that I had heard was that they had previously gotten along.
That's what I heard too.
And that
that's what I heard too.
Even recently, like around the time this turkey was taken, this neighbor, she'd actually had allowed him to come over and go bass fishing in her pond. So there was a lot of controversy, but I am happy to hear that this young hunter, because he went through a lot at only 16 years of age to have gone through all the stress of that. I hope he keeps hunting. I hope this does not deter him from doing so anymore. Next, a serial poacher picked a prison yard as his hunting ground, and it ended up facing justice himself. A Tennessee man has been busted for poaching trophy deer in one of the strangest places imaginable, the West Tennessee State Penitentiary.
That's kind of funny. I'm sorry, but
I get it. It brings along the whole meaning.
Kind of funny.
Did you have that buck locked up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Okay, continue. I want to hear the rest.
53-year-old Terry Sellers pleaded guilty to multiple wildlife violations after a state investigation found he illegally killed 3 massive whitetail bucks. I'm telling you, I saw pictures. They are huge. On prison property in Lauderdale County, the deer had a combined gross score. Get this, a combined gross score of more than 490 inches.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, these are whitetails.
Yeah, this is massive.
Do the math.
Yeah,
490 divided by 3. Yeah. Wildlife officers say the case broke when reports surfaced about a huge 15-point double-drop-tine buck known to roam near the penitentiary. Investigators used smartphone location data to link sellers to these kills. A judge ordered sellers to pay $17,500 in restitution, $850 for taxidermy costs, and suspended his hunting privileges for 6 years. You know, actually, I can't believe he didn't lose him for life.
He's lucky he didn't find himself locked up there, right, where he was poaching in the first darn place.
No kidding.
New residence.
And what about those mounted deer heads? They're going to be used in educational displays by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency.
I've got a smirk on my face.
I know. There's so many things you want to say,
there's
you know.
There's so much that I want to say that I can't say. But, echoing what you said, I am surprised, though, that he did not lose his hunting privileges for life. Because when something like this happens, I think you should.
I'm with you.
Because you are not a very good sportsman or a steward of the land or supporting those of us that do love to be in the outdoors and hunt.
And then I think about this, you know, you think about, I hate to say the word, dumb criminals. I think there used to be a TV show or something like that. What makes you go hunting at a state penitentiary of all the places
That's what's funny.
And go hunting?
That's what's the funny part.
Speaking of trophy mounts, this time of year, if you're not Christmas shopping, you're not out coyote hunting, you might be attending some of those big buck contests in your area. And you know what? I would love to see the photos of your harvest this year. What did you take down? What's going to be hanging on your wall in 2026? We've not really seen too many yet. I've seen a couple of pictures come through. They've been gorgeous. So if you have a buck that you are proud of, please send an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. We'd love to see them. And this goes for the youth hunters, too. If this was your first time going out, share the story with us because we're constantly encouraging all everybody to get out in the outdoors, especially the youth. Take them along with. And if they filled their tags, we want to hear about it. Or if you have a cool hunting story,
we want to brag about them.
Yes. Again, that email, bendradioshow@gmail.com. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I put Tigger to the test to come up with another list of great Christmas gifts to still get wrapped and under the tree before Christmas Day. All right, folks, stay where you are. The Bend will be back right after this.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to The Bend Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart, is in the seat. Last week, we had part one of Christmas gifts. Tigger, you knocked out of the ballpark and coming up with some ideas. So guess what? Yes, I threw it at him again and said, what else do you have that we can still order, get under our Christmas tree in time?
This is part two. I even have part three.
Well, part three, I hope these are things that you're going to say, dig out of your closet and re-gift or something like that. Time will be pretty crunched next week.
We'll see how fast Amazon can work. Okay, here's what I have for part two. First is from the humorous category, and it all has to do with apparel.
Oh, boy.
It all has to do... No. So you can go online, and you can order all kinds of personalized stuff. I have done this. You can order the Christmas sweater that has various different pictures on them.
Okay, I'm going to jump in. He did. He ordered already. We got one in the mail, and it's for his mom. And you were smart, because once grandkids show up, let's be real, us kids, we are no longer the favorites of grandma and grandpa anymore. And you got your mother, who is a grandma, you put all of your nieces and your nephews' pictures on the sweater. It's hilarious.
And it turned out spectacular. Oh. I was questioning it.
I was blown away.
This was awesome. You can do the same thing with socks. I've gotten you that before with pictures of you
there
and
was,
I with
can
socks.
I just share, there was one fail though, and I would not recommend this, and it's hilarious, but Tigger took his face and he had it put on a pair of underwear for me to wear.
Yeah, it went to the wrong location. The picture was not flattering for anyone.
Don't do the underwear, okay? Let's just move on. Do socks, do shirts, okay. Don't do underwear.
Here's something else on the apparel side. You may not be a sports enthusiast necessarily, but this is a cool gift idea, and that is a personalized hockey jersey.
Oh, I love this. He got me one when I was going through cancer and chemo a few years ago. I love it.
It was awesome. Hockey jerseys are warm. Okay. They're long sleeve. You get them extra big. They can go over a sweatshirt. You can get like your ranch's logo on it, whatever number. You can get all kinds of personalized stuff.
We've started doing this. Tigger and I right now, we've got multiple hockey jerseys. We've even got baseball jerseys. And they
football
say
jerseys,
Tigger
yeah,
and Beck on the back of them.
Yep.
Fun to wear. Everyone always says when they see us in our gear, like, where did you get that?
And there may be somebody in your family that isn't a sports fan or even a hockey fan, but I guarantee they're going to love this. Maybe it's your high school alma mater colors, maybe from college. You know, maybe it's just their favorite color combination. So just an idea out there.
So do you have links that I can possibly share, Tigger?
Yes, I will have some.
So head to thebendshow.com and go to this show's notes, and we'll have those links there just so you can get on there and get your clothing ordered.
Okay, some other practical gift ideas. I know I just had to put these down, like the Leatherman Wave. Or the Skeletool, some of those different Leatherman pliers. That's practical. They're very expensive, but the warranty on Leatherman and the customer service is exceptional.
And just so you know, they are not a sponsor. We have just had very, very good luck. We've had some crazy things happen where freak things happen and had to send it in for warranty. And they've been excellent on returning and sending us either the fixed item back or usually a new one. And then
We always got a brand new one. We didn't even get fixed.
The other little thing I like about Leatherman, because for example, say you have a Leatherman that means something, it's sentimental, it was your dad's. That was the case with mine. I had an issue. It was my dad's. We sent it in for them to look at. They cleaned it up, but they sent it back because I made a note saying, can I please have this back? And then they sent me a new one on top of it.
Exactly. So just an idea. I know that one people a lot of times think about. Now here's one for somebody that needs readers in your family. That is me. You got me about a year ago. They're called Thin Optics Readers. And they fold up and they're the size of a small, small, small keychain that
like
I carry
a key
in
fob.
My pocket. Yes. Like a key fob.
The
yeah.
size of a key fob.
And I carry them in my front pocket all the time. So I always have a set of readers no matter what.
Finally, Tigger is no longer bumming them off of everybody.
I used to have to do that. So that's Thin Optics, by the way. We'll put the link in the show notes.
And those are very inexpensive. Those are less than $30.
Yep, $20-$30 for those. Here's one you bring up every year. We have to bring it up again, and that is the luggage scale. If you are an airline traveler, to go and weigh your luggage so that you make sure you're under that 50 pounds or whatever the max is.
I'm just going to tell you, go on Amazon and search luggage scale. You'll find one. They're less than $15, maybe $10 at the most. They are a game changer and they almost weigh nothing at all. So mine actually stays in my backpack that I use for traveling. So I never am without it.
Another idea, something personalized, and that is a leather pocket wallet for the guys. I carry one. This thing is old. I mean,
But hold on. Now, make sure you clarify. Is this something small? Because I'm having envisions of the big old thick checkbook that throws your hips off.
That's what I'm trying to explain, dear. No, this is a small pocket wallet to go in your front pocket, made out of leather. There's a leather worker near you. I guarantee it. And this has got a little money clip in it and has pockets on each side inside. So you can carry a few credit cards, insurance card, your driver's license, your essentials. I've had this one since, I don't know, 10 years at least I've had this one.
I'm going to chime in that that's a great buy because I carry one as well. I've got two of them, one that stays in my purse and one that I even keep even less amount of stuff in that goes in my pocket, especially with a lot of events. As gals, we don't like having to carry our purse or even a crossbody.
It's a practical item, you would say, even for the ladies.
Great stocking stuffer.
Okay, what about from the technology side? How about one of those small Bluetooth speakers?
Ooh,
I got
like
you a pair of these a couple years ago, and we would go nowhere without them now.
We use this little speaker all the time. Like when I'm telling you, and he's saying, we go camping, we have them. If we have a party or group gathered in our shop is 40 by 60 that we host people in. I just need one little speaker and everybody can hear the music. That's how powerful these little things are.
And they've gotten very inexpensive nowadays. You can order a pair of them. Several different colors. They Bluetooth to your phone. So if you're a Spotify user, you're listening to music, or you're listening to podcasts or radio shows or whatever the case is, a great little stocking stuffer idea. You can a lot of times get a pair of them for less than $30 and they'll last you until you lose them anyway.
Here's the trick. You just go on Amazon, Google search that way too otherwise, and all kinds of these speakers will pop up. And here's a trick I do, just so you know, when I know how to buy what I'm going to buy, I look at reviews and I quickly have them filter that I want 4 to 5 star and above, and I typically have no problems.
So did I do good on my list this week?
I'm impressed.
Did I knock this out of the park for kind of both the guys and the gals?
And I would say the youth as well. I could see a lot of teens liking some of these gifts you listed off. So good job. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we've got more of the Ben Show right after this.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary. Welcome back to the Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, aka Beck, and in the co-host chair is Jeff Tigger Earhart. During the break, we did have one of you reach out. Thank you for doing that, by the way. Inquiring about the warranty on the Leatherman, was it hard to get it sent in and sent back? No, we literally went to Leatherman's website and
Leatherman.com.
They have
fill out the warranty sheet and print it out, and it walks you through exactly what you need to do. You fill it out, that gets emailed in, and then you print a copy, put it in the box that kind of has that reference number, and take it away and send it off. And I don't know, maybe 6 weeks, something like that, we got ours back.
It was a pretty quick turnaround.
But
on that topic, you had me want to share another item that I had recently had to send in for warranty, and it was actually the first pair of binoculars I ever bought years and years ago. They were Leupolds, and they no longer, of course, made that model. And, you know, as years, go by. Plus, this was a more of an inexpensive pair that I had bought. The lenses themselves had gotten that cloudy,
kind of that film that
they
get on
it. You can't get off. Anyway, I sent them in, and lo and behold, Leupold within, we're talking less than a month, within 4 weeks. I mean, I had them well before hunting season, sent me back a brand new pair, taking up a level. I went up actually two levels on when you look at the price point.
Now, not saying that's going to happen with yours if you send them in. That's just our situation, and we thought that was incredible that they sent back a brand new pair. The power, like you said, was a couple levels higher than
that
what
pair,
yours were.
By the way, so, that I awesome. Sent in, just to interject there quick, that pair I sent in, I figured out they were 20 years old. 20 years old, and Leupold still stood behind him and sent me an upgraded pair.
So, Leupold, if you're listening, we do have sponsorships available. Wink, wink. In Leatherman, to let you know.
That's why people go to us, because we don't have sponsors of any of this. We're just telling them about the stuff we actually use. All right, Christmas, I've got a little bit of trivia for you, Tigger. Let's see how you do.
Oh, we're switching it up. Christmas trivia.
What holiday beverage is also known as milk punch?
Milk punch?
Yes. What holiday beverage is also known as milk
punch? I'm going to say eggnog.
It is eggnog.
Am I right? And I'm not a big eggnog lover by any means.
I am not an eggnog lover at all, because you know what? I grew up with Tom and Jerry's. Come on. Anybody that's sitting in your vehicle you're driving right now, you're either an eggnog lover or a Tom and Jerry lover.
Don't be drinking the Tom and Jerry's while you're in your vehicle.
I know. Don't.
Buzzing around. Don't be doing that.
Don't be doing that. But
wait till you get home.
Do I already have Tom and Jerry batter in my freezer all ready for hot water and some brandy? You bet I do.
Yes, we do.
Another one for you, Tigger. Which Christmas song was the first to be broadcast from space?
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
No.
Bing Crosby? No.
No. Think something that you hear that sound immediately, you think Santa's coming.
Oh, Jingle Bells.
Yes, it was Jingle Bells.
I liked my guess better. Okay.
Okay, this question, I'm just throwing you a freebie, okay? I know Tigger's going to get this one. In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what animal causes chaos
Squirrel.
In the Griswold home?
Squirrel! You can even get that on hockey jerseys, too, by the way, that we mentioned, if you want a Christmas vacation themed one, which
you
I do have.
You have two.
I do.
You got to tell them. The first
one says Griswold. That is just
one.
Like the one that Clark has. The other one has a picture of Eddie on it, and it says the blankety blank is full, if you know the quote from Christmas Vacation.
And then what number is on the jersey?
02.
Number two.
Number two is on that one. But okay, carry on.
Okay, what color Christmas did funny. Elvis Presley sing about? Think about it, Elvis Presley.
Blue Christmas. Blue Christmas.
Good job.
My mom would disown me if I didn't get that right.
All right, this one always has made me scratch my head. According to the song, what did my true love give me on the eighth day of Christmas?
Oh, come on. Eight? I'm just going to take a guess. I'm going to say eight maids a milking.
You got it. You got it.
Are you serious?
And
I was just taking a guess.
No,
at that.
It's right. Eight maids a milking. And as a woman, I got to say the song needs to be written. Like, why was it eight maids a milking? I just don't get it.
The gentle touch.
Yeah. You've seen how gentle I am. All right. Which country is credited with starting the tradition of the Christmas tree?
I know this. This was like Austria.
Think Europe.
Austria or Germany or Hungary.
You're
right
in the
there.
Right. You're in the
right area.
Yes, you're in the Bavarian
area. I'm
going to
say Austria is what I'm going to say.
It's Germany.
Germany. Okay, I was
it's
close
Germany.
Enough.
All right, this one I did not know, and I found it surprising. So here we go. What Christmas decoration was originally made from real silver?
Tinsel.
How did you know that?
Because I'm a genius. And everybody knows that.
We're going to talk about that off air.
Everybody knows that. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
because
you're not.
You said silver. So yeah. Tinsel.
It is tinsel.
Yeah.
Good job.
Of course.
Good
it
job.
Is. Well, yeah.
All right. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what is the Grinch's dog's last name?
His last name or his name?
Oh, sorry. His name. Sorry.
Well,
I didn't know he had a lot. Yeah. Let me start it over. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what is the Grinch's dog's name?
Max.
Good job.
Yes.
I think your mom would disown you if you didn't know that one.
Absolutely.
Either.
My favorite cartoon.
You still watch the cartoon with your mom every year.
I watch the... Anyhow.
What department store created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? This one I did not know.
Macy's?
Close. It's one that's been around for a long time.
Bloomers.
Bloomingdale's?
Target.
No, this is a store you just don't find around anymore. Not like we used to.
Herberger's.
Montgomery Ward.
Oh my gosh.
Montgomery Ward is who created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I never realized that it was a store that created it. All right, folks, we're going to call this show wrapped for this week. Remember to keep sending us in any questions you might have. If you know something spot-worthy, as well as, like I said, if you got that trophy you took this last season now during hunting, we want to see those bucks. You can share them with us by either texting or calling. Well, if you're sending pictures, you got to text. That's going to be 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or want to hear past shows, remember, you can find them all on our website, thebendshow.com. And finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. Whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.